5 minutes past 8 on Nova 103.5, Your Life, Your Music. Thursday morning. Now, it might not be one of those things that you'd think to talk about on a Thursday morning, but it is very important. Oral health. Okay, you know, some people are like, ah, I brush my teeth occasionally. It's okay. These days, medical technology and, you know, dental technology is amazing. They can replace teeth with implants if I need to. But that's not really the right attitude to have. In the studio with me at the moment is Alet Slabbers. She's from Dental and Medical Supplies to chat to us about why it's so important to actually get your mouth sorted. Alet, good morning. Welcome and thanks for spending some time with us together this morning. People always think, and I think that it's a misconception that we all have, is that if there's a problem in your mouth, it's just the mouth's problem, right? But it's not. It can have far-reaching consequences.
Hi, Dion. Thank you so much for having me. And I'd like to say thank you as well to Dental Medical Supplier and Sunstar Gum for this wonderful opportunity to educate my fellow Namibians on the importance of oral health. Dion, you're entirely correct. Your teeth and gums are vitally important for your nutrition, meaning the intake of food in order to nourish and fuel your body. And your nutrition has got a direct impact on your overall health and well-being. As the saying goes, you are what you eat.
Sure.
In order to be able to chew and consume our food properly and in adequate amounts, we need to have healthy teeth and gums. Any issues with your teeth, whether it be pain when eating, temperature sensitivity, loose teeth, a lack of teeth, dry mouth or mouth sores is going to decrease your ability to adequately chew and eat. I think that many people tend to regard their teeth as not being that important.
Sure.
As something that can just be replaced, since we've got quite a couple to spare, don't we? And I see that many people often have the attitude of, oh, I can just get them replaced with some dentures or implants.
Yeah.
However, we often see in practice that a patient's overall well-being can actually deteriorate when they lose their teeth. And this might be as a result of tooth decay or gum disease. And this will be due to inadequate nutrition. And this can have a range of physical health consequences. And that's simply because their bodies are not receiving the adequate fuel that a body needs to function well. Sometimes we can actually also see depression or a low self-image settling in because the patient might feel self-conscious because their smile is just not as pretty as it used to be.
Yeah.
People, my fellow Namibians, I'd like to say we only have one set of teeth that are supposed to last us a lifetime.
Yeah.
They are there. They are for free. You might just as well take good care of them.
You're right. Alet, of course. I mean, I must admit, I'm rather shocked. I didn't think that, you know, you'd have those kinds of serious consequences. I see on the list here things like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's. I mean, those are dread diseases that most people are now getting to realize those can be life-threatening diseases. So you're telling me if there's decay and that sort of thing in your mouth or you have an abscess of whatever sort, this could literally be life-threatening. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Studies have shown that gum disease, which is caused by bacteria residing within our dental plaque, you know, those deposits that settle on our teeth when our teeth are dirty.
Yeah.
These bacteria can actually spread through the body via the bloodstream, and it has been linked to several health issues, including the ones that you mentioned now, lung problems, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, arthritis, and even cancer. And the same goes for tooth abscesses.
Yeah.
Dion, I bet you didn't know that a severe tooth abscess, if left unchecked, can actually lead to death.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty shocking. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to go brush right now because this morning I did, but I've since then had a cookie. So it's just one of those things. You know, you think to yourself, okay, so you didn't brush, so your teeth don't look so nice and white, and maybe, you know, you've got a little, maybe your breath isn't 100%, so, you know, but you wouldn't think it's that serious. Does it happen often that people suddenly develop additional problems and they can trace it back to teeth problems or mouth problems?
No, it certainly does happen quite often. We actually recently had a case in our practice where a patient was in quite a serious car accident. It was quite a relatively oldish, frail man. And during the car accident, he broke his false teeth.
Okay.
And there was a lot of rehabilitation involved after the accident, operations that he had to have. And obviously, they also had to make him new dentures once his face had healed after the reconstructive surgery. And we were actually so worried about this patient because, you know, my colleague and I were chatting and we said, we don't know if this guy is going to make it until the delivery date of his new set of teeth.
Yeah.
But he did eventually. And it was so incredible to see that once he got his new dentures within 2 to 3 weeks, when we had our follow-up visit,
he had
some good color, he picked up weight, he was smiling, he was making jokes. And, you know, a couple of weeks before that, he was actually rather debilitated just from the fact that he wasn't able to properly eat.
What would you do in a case like that? Would it be tube feeding, I would imagine, something like that, since you can't really chew, and plus his face was rather messed up?
One would probably look at sort of liquid type of supplements that you can drink. I know that quite often patients undergoing cancer chemotherapy and radiotherapy will receive, it's called Ensure, I think. So it's a little suppy that you drink with all of the necessary nutrients and energy and vitamins to help to replenish all those nutrients that the patient is not getting in. I think tube feeding would be quite a bit of a drastic measure.
Sure.
And then I think that you just need to get that patient some teeth as soon as possible.
But you know, you talk like this, I hadn't even thought about the option that you could break your teeth or your face could be very badly damaged in a car accident. And suddenly it becomes a major issue, because I can remember when I was in hospital, you know, I battled to keep my teeth clean, and the nurses, you know, maybe they should have, but they didn't really emphasize that you must keep brushing and so on. So we did when we could, but we didn't always. And maybe that's something people should just insist on and say, hey, I'm in hospital, I can't do it myself, you need to help me that I get this cleaner.
No, definitely.
Okay, now you've made us nervous, but the good news is, of course, you know, if you still have your teeth, keep them and look after them. So from an expert's point of view, how do you ensure to stay away from this, the abscess side of things, the decay, the buildup of plaque, that sort of thing?
Right. The general health of our teeth and gums is directly related to our oral hygiene practices. Since the dangerous bacteria with these potential dire health consequences reside within the dental plaque. And it's also the same bacteria that actually cause tooth decay and gum disease within your mouth. So the mechanical removal of dental plaque from our teeth and gums is essential in maintaining not just a healthy mouth, but also a healthy overall body. Okay, so how do you maintain good oral hygiene practices, you ask? Dentists recommend brushing your teeth thoroughly for at least 2 minutes twice a day.
Okay.
Now, guys, 2 minutes is much longer than you think. Time
yourself.
Trust me,
in radio we know that. You can go to the bathroom back and have time left over, so...
Then something else that I think is often frequently missed by patients or misunderstood is dental floss.
Yeah.
Dental floss should be used daily to clean the tight spaces between the teeth, those little contact points between the teeth, because your toothbrush just simply can't reach If you've brushed your teeth and you haven't flossed, I promise you, your teeth are not entirely clean. I often say to my patients, and sorry, this might be a bit gross, but brush your teeth thoroughly until you think they are really clean.
Yeah.
Have a floss and then smell the floss afterwards, and that will give you your answer.
But that's always the dead giveaway. You know, if you smell, you can smell whether you've got halitosis or you know, where it smells. And very often that is because you haven't brushed. Wow.
Then some patients, after they've had a bit of, you know, gum issues and so forth, they tend to develop quite large gaps between their teeth. In these cases, a piece of floss, the strand of the floss might be a bit too thin to adequately reach where it needs to reach. In these cases, one also gets lovely little interdental brushes, which you can use to clean those larger spaces. Oh, sorry, something that I wanted to mention just now is the majority of dental caries or cavities that we see daily in the dental practice are located between patients' teeth.
Yeah, almost always. Yeah, and I saw these days, you know, you see it at you know, shops, medical supply shops, place pharmacies. Very often, these very funky little, you know, small little, like you said, the brushes that go in between, and even to try and floss if you battle with the back teeth, little small ones that you can just sort of use in the back. There's a lot more tools available, I think, than 20 years ago. You have a brush, you have floss, and this, that, you must clock them down.
That's definitely true, and that is what makes the Sunstar gum range so wonderful. The gum range covers your oral health needs from A to Z, and they've got a full range of products that will suit every single patient need. The last thing that I forgot to mention is that the last thing that you can consider incorporating into your oral hygiene routine on a daily basis is an antibacterial mouthwash.
Okay.
It's very beneficial after brushing to have a good rinse, as this reduces the bacterial count in the mouth and also gives you good fresh breath.
And obviously, if you brush very hard, sometimes you nick the skin. you know, and then, you know, it's kind of, ooh, there's a drop or two of blood. Mm. And then if you rinse afterwards, just to stop that from getting infected, if there was a little bit of damage or whatever. Okay, so next time I think we're going to be talking again. I want to hear more about the Sunstar range, because, you know, that sounds good, that there's a, you know, you might be on your way to the office, you had a quick snack, you're going into a meeting now, there's no time to brush, don't schlep it around with you. That might be a solution right then. And then later on, you can worry about the brushing part of it, right?
Yeah, no, you can quickly grab one of the lovely gum products and just make sure that there's no spinach stuck between your teeth during your meeting.
Yeah, that's always the worst thing, because people are trying to sign and indicate, but they don't want to say, what he does, put this in your tongue.
Or they just say nothing at all.
Yeah,
and you're sitting there. I had that at the practice the other day.
Yeah, it's embarrassing when you're doing a presentation in front of a load of people and they focus on you and there's this thing. And you can't concentrate on anything except that. Just stare at it. I can't help myself. I just, like, you know. All right, there we go. We're going to be chatting some more in the future. That's Alet Slubber, of course, from Dental and Medical Supplier. So thank you so much for spending time with us today. It's time. I've got to go brush right now. I've got like 10 minutes. Let's go brush. Yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, just one more thing. I mean, this sort of thing, this starts when kids are really young, right? That's the that's the parents' job. You need to get that habit of doing it at least mornings and evenings, but more often if you can, into kids. So there's so many kids out there who haven't been taught that, and they just later on pay the price.
Yeah, Dion, I definitely agree with you that this is a habit or sort of a lifestyle thing that has to be integrated into a child from a very early age. And if your parents do that, you will carry that right through to adulthood. So I think that in one of our chats that we're going to have later this month, we will definitely be discussing the oral hygiene in kids.
Yeah.
And also how parents can motivate their kids to practice good oral hygiene and to keep those cavities to a minimum.
Alet, can't wait. We're going to be catching up with you again shortly. In the meantime, we will have this talk. If you missed it or you only caught a part of it, we'll have it on our podcast series on our website and on iona.fm, so you can catch the full talk with Alet Slubber with me later on.